Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Wednesday, November 30th. It's -2, feels like -4 degrees outside with the old wind chill. Light skiff of snow on the ground. Did they say skiff where you are? Is that a thing? Skiff? Anyways, this is not a weather podcast, but this podcast is brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish today to sign up and try out FeedPress for 14 days, no contracts or commitments, and you can have your own podcast or blog with analytics. Well, it's not a blog per se, it's analytics for your blog if you already got one. And see where people are coming from, where they're reading your site from, where they're listening to your podcast from, how many of them there are, the hundreds and millions that might be listening to your podcast, just like this one. And be sure to use promo code DAILYISH during checkout to get 10% off your first year of your awesome hosting with them. That's feed.press/dailyish. And of course, Patreon, folks, patreon.com/iChris. Just got another somebody. Need the cha-ching sound. I don't have it queued up. Somebody signed up here in November. And so it's finishing off strong this year. It's awesome and so thankful and grateful for the folks who are supporting me on Patreon. I put out a quick thank you video in honor of or in lieu of American Thanksgiving, even though it's not Canadian Thanksgiving, for those folks. And so if you join patreon.com/iChris, you get access to all the past stuff that I've put out for Patreon folks directly, as well as just the knowledge that you're supporting what I do here with good stuff that I have. And that's patreon.com/iChris. So last episode, I talked a bit about the movies and TV stuff in our life. We actually just watched a bit of follow-up. We watched episode 9 of Westworld last night. And no spoilers or anything here, but it just revealed a lot of things that we were sort of suspecting were going on. And I kind of wondered, and people are sort of wondering this in general with Westworld and shows like that, where it's a lot of mystery and stuff, if the show would be more enjoyable without having listened to podcasts, reading articles, theories about the show, Reddits, etc., or not. And like a little bit of extra info kind of helps you keep know that there's more depth to the story going on that maybe you're not processing or thinking of yourself. But going overboard sometimes kind of ruins it, and you already know what's going to happen, or because people have sort of spent way more hours theorizing and arguing back and forth and analyzing screenshots and things like that. But I still loved what they did reveal, and like I said, I won't spoil it here, but it still is a great, interesting show, and looking forward to see how they wrap up this first season. And unfortunately, it sounds like it's going to be quite a while before season 2, just because it takes so long to produce the show with so much special effects and things that are going on in the show. On to the topic for today, which maybe sounds like a little bit like a rant, but just some stuff I need to get out of my brain a bit and stop overanalyzing it. From time to time, I get tweets asking for advice, or people in Slack or stuffy Slack asking for advice on podcasting and you know, related sort of marketing kind of stuff. And I'm always happy to respond, especially I feel like public tweets are kind of like your back and forth, maybe his helping other folks. And sometimes I use the questions I get and turn them into a bit of a longer blog post, which helps me obviously with, you know, content and a bit of my own sort of marketing, and that's all good. And I want to make it clear that I'm not complaining about that kind of interaction here, especially Patreon supporters and the stuffy Slack, ask away. And if you're listening to this and think I'm talking about you, there's a very good chance I'm not at all. Cause, I can't think of a personal person that I actually know in real life or even internet space or whatever that is doing this exactly. But I think that's probably enough prefacing, and probably don't need to go on for 5 more minutes of clarifications. I can hear my wife getting mad at the podcast already. And before I even say what I want to say, but what I'm struggling with is when someone asks me for help via email, Skype calls, you know, Twitter DM, etc., and then, you know, go back and forth and stuff, and then a little while later I see that they've hired someone else to do the actual thing they were getting me to help them, you know, consult with. I wasn't like doing any work for them and stuff. It's nothing like that where I was actually, you know, setting up their website or whatever. But, you know, in the process of sort of consulting with them on this thing, I'm thinking, sweet, we maybe, you know, when they actually want to do this, they'll hire me to help with whatever part of it, whether it's, you know, the actual audio or the web stuff that they need with it, with help. And there's a million other like logical reasons as to why it didn't work out, or they didn't come to me for that. They may have already been chatting with other folks along the way, and there's all sorts of things. And I'm not like seriously sad, hurt by it. But yeah, just today, you know, I saw some tweets go by from somebody online who was now helping somebody launch a podcast or whatever, that I had been helping that person just in terms of advice and consulting before sort of getting things set up. And so I recognize in my own self that I'm helpful to a fault, especially when it comes to tech stuff. Not so much maybe if it's like, you know, moving pianos or furniture, but and I need to definitely need to clarify better for myself and for clients, you know, what's on the clock and what's just a phone call or email, you know, back and forth talking shop and stuff. And I just really hate that awkward, I'm going to have to charge you for this conversation now, because in general, I do enjoy the conversations. And, you know, despite being an introvert, I actually do enjoy a lot of the one-on-one conversations I have in healthy moderation, I suppose. So, but all this time I've been told by, you know, internet marketing experts are saying for years that you need to give away what you know, blog about it, podcast, YouTube videos, et cetera, tweets, you know, show people how smart you are, and then they'll hire you to do the thing that you're showing them how smart you are to do. And I think that still holds up and is a valid way to generate business and market yourself. But I think I let that seep into my own sort of work official consulting time as well, which is, you know, to the detriment of myself really and my family, who doesn't maybe get as much food on the table or Christmas gifts under the tree, to make it into a sob story. No, because I'm really just too polite to charge for my time properly and too awkward and polite to bring that conversation up, which only makes the whole thing, the whole exchange, even more awkward, because the other person might be like, well, I would go back to them, but I don't know whether I'm supposed to pay or not. And so it kind of feels awkward. And so for me, like back in the introvert world in my brain, it says, I just should just lock everything up, put up a how to podcast and have fun doing it membership site for a minimal charge. So I can just point anyone there who wants to talk to me about podcasting, let's say, join this thing, pay the, you know, $5 a month or whatever it is, and you can ask as much as you want and the community will help you and all that kind of thing. And then I feel somehow slightly removed from that transaction. Like, you know, they're buying a membership to this thing, which is still essentially me, but it isn't like me directly, right? And so in my brain anyways, that's somehow I rationalize it. And all of this is, of course, an ongoing distraction from the fact that I still haven't finished my own business website. One big client project to finish off this week here, and then I should be able to polish off my own site enough to put it out in the world. And then I'll lock it up behind a paywall and make you pay to see it. No. Anyways, those are some thoughts. It's a bit of like a bitterness complaining, sort of like, oh, that sucks. I'm so sad that they didn't hire me, because it would have been a fun person to work with. And maybe it will someday. Who knows? Other projects come along, and you just got to sort of be positive and not complain and just send out angry tweets and subtweeting people and, you know, stuff like that. Just, I guess, sub podcasting somebody. Is that maybe what I'm doing here? Hopefully they don't listen. So anyway, that's where I'm at. Last day of November. Hopefully your November is going well. November's kind of flown by here in our world for whatever reason. And looking forward to the holidays in December and all the fun that it kind of brings, family and friends getting together and stuff like that, and kids and Christmas plays and things like that. So hope you have a great final day of November, or whenever you happen to listen to this in the world. And thank you for listening. Be sure to check out feed.press/dailyish and patreon.com/iChris. And I'm iChris on Twitter. Good Stuff FM is Good Stuff's Twitter account. And you can find this show at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/192 is this episode. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day. Bye.